We begin at Cognitive Services and the Q&A Maker page. Q&A Maker is part of the Knowledge Suite of Cognitive Services. We're going to begin by having a look at a sample of Cognitive Services just below on this page. So you have your choice of two different sets of questions that were processed by the Q&A Maker. One is a FAQ from the bot framework, and the other is the FAQ for the Q&A Maker itself. Note that it uses a bot interface to ask and answer questions. In this case, the answer is displayed in JSON, so you can manually process this as well. The Q&A Maker is also using Cognitive Services behind the scenes. To process the natural language questions, it uses Lewis. Currently, when you sign up using Q&A Maker, it's free with a limit of 10,000 transactions per month or 10 per minute. So we're going to start by clicking on the Check the Source FAQ URL to show how the data originally looked. So the original layout of the questions was a typical FAQ where we have a question, and when you click on the question, it expands out to the answer, or shows you the answer at the bottom. So let's try asking a question. How do I create a Skype bot? We click Go, and it goes and grabs the answer from the list. If I want to say what channels are supported, it gives me an answer. Now let's go ahead and build one ourselves. So we're going to scroll to the top, and we're going to click on Get Started for Free. That will launch the Q&A Maker AI webpage, and all we need to do is click on Create a New Service. If you haven't logged on yet, you can simply log on with your Microsoft account. The first time you use the Q&A Maker, you may have to agree to the Cognitive Services terms. That's fine. Click I agree and continue. So what would you like to name your service? We're just going to call it My FAQ. And the next thing you can do is enter in what the URL of the company FAQ page you want to process. You can enter a web page, or you can upload a file with all your questions, or you can even just skip all of that and enter the questions in the next step. So it's your choice how you build your FAQ. Any company that already has an existing one will quite likely be able to just point it at the web page and let the Q&A Maker do the work for you. In this case, we're going to point it at the Microsoft Software Download FAQ. So we're not going to enter a file, and we're going to just continue on. The Q&A Maker will scan your data, find what it needs, build the database it uses, and then present you with a tool that will show you, first of all, what your knowledge base looks like. What are all the questions that are available? If we click on Test, we can test out our chatbot by simply typing a question. So, what do I do with an ISO file? Now you can see what it did is it scanned our FAQ file and found an answer. Now a couple of things. There's a whole lot going on here. In the center you can see where we asked the question. We can also see the answer derived from FAQ from the FAQ webpage we provided. On the left side of the Q&A Maker, over here, the Q&A Maker displays other possible answers, giving you the option of selecting the best one. It learns from your choices. So if I thought some of these other ones were better choices, I can select that, and it learns from that process. On the right side, you're given the opportunity to add an additional answer, or an alternate answer. So not only can you help it learn from existing content, but you can add more content on the fly as you test. It automatically retrains, but you can retrain it at any time by pressing the Save and Retrain button above. Once it's retrained, you can choose to publish it to a channel of your choice. The nice thing about the Q&A Maker is it gives you or your company a very fast way to get into providing a chat-based interface for asking questions. A simple FAQ page is a nice start, but it's typically hard to search. When people don't find the right answer, they leave or they call support. With this, if they do find the right answer, it's great. If they don't, we record that and make it available to you through the download chat logs. So you can find out what your customers are asking and increase or better improve your FAQ so that you can slowly reduce the number of support calls required because you'll have answered it. Also, by supporting natural language, it's a much more natural way of asking questions that you expect to get answers from. Under settings, you can add more information, add files, additional web pages. You can build out everything you want.